Christian School Lady Bears. And today's contest will pit the number 2 seed Lady Bears against the number 1 seed Ouachita Christian Eagles in a playoff game here for the state championship in Division 4. We're here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University's campus. And the Lady Bears are coached by head coach Carol Sinsley. On the other court side will be coach William Humphreys. Lady Bears come in with a 20-4 record, winning their last outing against Cedar Creek by a score of 45-39. Meanwhile, the Eagles have had a great year so far as they've come in 25-2, and they compete in District 2-1A up in Monroe. In their last outing, they beat St. Martin's Episcopal by a 64-32 margin. Eagles are averaging about 75 points a game, giving up 41. The Lady Bears are about the same, about 75 points a game, giving up 38. Sit back and relax as Kane Radio brings you high school basketball during this COVID-19 restrictions. Not sure about the capacity here today, but only I'd say we got a few hundred people here, about 500 people. They're pretty loud, though, in this arena. So, of course, this game is brought to you in part by Quarter Tavern, J.P. Thibodeau, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Iberia Medical Center, Highland Baptist Christian School, Wendy LaCour All-State, Claude's Trailers, Mike's Bail Bonding, and we'll be back with more pregame right after this brief timeout. You're listening to Highland Christian School Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back.
If you're looking to haul it, move it, or store it, Claude's Trailer and Sales has a trailer just for you. Claude sells utility, boat, and cover trailers, and they service all brands of trailers. Claude's Trailers and Sales is also only one of a few dealers who manufacture custom-built axles for whatever size you need or item you might be hauling. Visit James Sprague at Claude's Trailers and Sales, 6400 Highway 14 in New Iberia, or call 367-1141. 367-1141.
Mike's Bail Bonding is available 24 hours a day. Mike, Jared, and Cody Mullen understand the heavy stress on the family and want to make it easy to ensure the safety of your loved one. We will go to great lengths to help you, doing most everything by phone and with a variety of payment options. Our services are also 100% confidential. Call 367-1320. That's 367-1320. Mike's Bail Bonding. We're here to help you in your time of need. We are wishing Highland Baptist good luck at the state championship. Go Bears!
Highland Baptist Christian School, located in New Iberia, is dedicated to being a Christian enlightened setting. Our mission statement is to glorify our Lord in a Christ-centered, Bible-based educational environment, to present our students the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to provide an academically excellent education. Highland Baptist's vision is to provide an environment that equips students to excel in a post-secondary environment. Find out more at hbcsni.org or call 364-2273.
What would your family do without your income? Are you worried about your retirement? Ask Wendy LaCour Allstate Insurance how they can help. Their agency located at 401 East St. Peter Street. That's the corner of Center and St. Peter. Call Wendy at 365-8156 for a complete assessment of all your financial needs. Wendy LaCour Insurance Agency is a leading supporter of Highland Baptist Christian School. Go Bears!
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5, the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
We're back here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University as the Lady Bears take on the Eagles of Ouachita Christian. Of course, the Bears are led by Marin Barra along with Micaiah Olivier along with Bree Sensley and Dusty Hampshire. The Lady Bear Boy, they're playing great basketball right now. And this past Tuesday, the Bears got rid of an old nemesis in Cedar Creek and looked to take on and beating a Wichita Christian this afternoon to put a state championship trophy, bring it back home and put it in their trophy case. Meanwhile, the last time the Eagles played also was Tuesday, I believe. They defeated at St. Martin's of Episcopal. And as the game progresses, we're going to see how the Lady Bears will handle the press that the Eagles have used to set up a lot of easy scores. So let's see if the Lady Bears can continue to rebound well and maintain that shot selection against the Eagles. Lady Bears should match up pretty well against these Eagles. No really outstanding height for either team other than Maureen Barra is about 5'10". And with that, we're just about, looks like we're going to maybe tip off a little early. Let's hold it right here as both teams are out on the center court. And Lady Bears in their green jerseys with gold numerals and along with green pants, Wichita Christian in the white with the green trim. Both teams are green and gold and hit ready for the jump ball here. And it's up and tapped, and the Lady Bears control the tip. Coming out the inside, there's a long three by Abshaw, no good, and the Christian, Wichita, the Eagles get the rebound, 13, and that's Element up front. The Bears, there's a long three, and it's in and good by number one, and that's Hopkins, who hits a three here to open up the ball game. The press is not a problem for the Lady Bears. Driving down the court is four, and that's Sinsley Bree. Sinsley stolen away. Let's see how the Bears come across. Going in for a layup and fouled is 15, and that's Wirtz, probably the tallest girl on the floor. She and Maureen Barra about the same height, about 5'10". So we'll see at the free throw line will be 15, and that's the first foul, I believe it's on. And in and out it goes on the first one. So Wirtz have the second one on this two-shot foul. Second shot's up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to one, Abshire. And she brings it down, getting it down the floor quickly to break that press. Is that what they're going to have to do? Kick it across court, driving the lane, and going up for a jumper. And in and good. What a fine shot by that young lady. Five. And that's a Makia Olivier. She gets the first two for the... And, you know, teams that press don't like to be pressed. And we'll see that the Bears have put on a press out front, 13. That's Element. She's out at the point. Over kicking over in the corner to number one. Hopkins has the first points of the game on a three. Over in the corner to 15. She's going to launch one. And it's good. And that's worse if she hits a three. And it's 5-2. So that should have been a two-pointer. And the ball goes out of bounds on the press as the Lady Bears will, let's see, they'll take it in right in front of the Lady Bear bench. So check that. They gave it to Wichita Christian as Element's going to bring it down. She's up at the top of the key over in the corner to 15. Word, she stops, going to pop. It's short, rebound out to Barra. She gets it out to a four. Sinsley quickly coming down the floor. Word is on her pretty heavy, and she comes inside. Trying the three on the other side. It's going to be short, rebound to Element. She's knocked to the floor. I believe that foul's going to be on, on Barra. So Barra picks up the foul. That's going to be her first, team second. After seven, on the 17th foul, you get the 1-1. So bringing it down is Element. Bears in that zone defense, almost a turnover, but kick it out, drive the lane, kick it back out to Wirtz, and stolen away by the Bears. Fine job there by the Bears. Kick it into Abshaw. She drives to drive the baseline. Spin, nothing there. Knocked down, turned it around, and a stolen away by the Eagles as Element coming across the court quickly. Followed down by Abshaw. There's another three out in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Sinsley as she brings it across the court quickly. Fast-paced game. Goes up for the layup. Knocked away. Into Barra. She's going to put up a layup. Up and in and good. As she gets her first two, and it's now 5-4 in favor of Wichita Christian. So the Bears stand in that zone defense. Hands up, kick it inside, nothing there, but 22-13 over in the corner to 12. That's, let's see, over to Wirtz. She's going to try another three off the rim. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Let's see. It's going to go to the Eagles. Thought maybe might have gone off the hands of Ellerman. But the Eagles are going to take it out of bounds underneath their own basket. 5:04 left to go in the first period. 5-4 game in favor of the Ouachita Christian. Over in the corner looking to bring it out front. Kick it out to number one. That's Hopkins. Hopkins over to Ellerman over on the far side. As she's looking, defense is there for the Lady Bears. Ellerman's going to try to drive it, kick it out. Nothing there as Hopkins going to kick it in the corner to 12. Lassiter, she's going to jump up a jumper. It's no good. Long rebound goes out of bounds, I believe, on the Bears as Barra tried to retrieve it and goes off her hand. So with 4:39 left to go and it's 5-4, Eagles over the Lady Bears. Kick it out to Hopkins. She kicks it inside to Ellerman. Layup, miss, no good. Another miss, no good. The Bears got to get the rebound. Let's see. Looked like Barra had a chance to get it, but let it go out of bounds. She thought maybe an Eagle had knocked it out underneath the basket as Ellerman's going to take it underneath the basket, looking to fire it in. She does, out to Lassiter. Lassiter kicks it around into 22. She's going to take a jumper off the rim, no good. Barra's there for the rebound, and she's being harassed. They say she stepped on the line. So right now, just a lot of first game jitters, both teams. It's 5-4, 4:22 left to go in favor of the Eagles by one. Kick it over in the corner. There's Lassiter for a three, and she drills it. And down 8-4 now, quickly down the floor, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Bears' ball. Bears are going to try to break that press, just getting it in the front court as quick as they can and get across the timeline. 4:11 left to go, 8-4, Eagles over the Bears. Taking it in bounds, kicking it out near or past the three-point line. Kick it over in the corner. Abshard thinks about it. He's going to try a little jumper, and she nails it. For her 2 points of the game, makes it 8-6, 4 minutes left to go in the first period. And bringing it down is 12, and that's Lassiter. She's also got a three in the game. So they've got a couple threes here. And there's another long shot. Rebound out here to number four, Sensley, and it's knocked away from her. Picked up about 15 coming down the floor. And that's going to be Lassiter going in for the layup. No good. Number one gets it. It's blocked away by Sensley. She gets it again. It's going to be a foul underneath the basket right now. Pretty rough game. Not doing a lot of calls here. Fouls on 22, and that's Nia Johnson. That's her first team third foul. So at the line, shooting two would be one. That's Hopkins. She's going to be shooting a two-shot foul. First shot's up. It's off the rim, no good. She'll get the bonus, a two-shot foul. Right now it's 8-6, 3:31 left to go. Even though it's two high-scoring teams, a lot of jitters. Second shot's up and in and good for Hopkins. So 9-6 right now, 3:30 left to go. Coming down the floor is Abshar over to 22 is Nia Johnson. And the shot's up and in. It's good. But it looks like Barra. So and they close the gap to one again. 9-8 Eagles over the Lady Bears. And the Lady Bears pressing themselves. So let's see how, as I mentioned, teams that press don't like to be pressed, as Element's trying to find somebody as Abshire comes out to meet us. She's got driving. Post up, and ball's kicked away, taken away by the Lady Bears. And Abshar with it. She's being pressed all over the floor. Kick it down here to that Sensley. She's going to go up and in for a layup. No good. Barak gets a tip, taken away from her by Ellerman. There's a foul, reach in. Going to be a 22, Nia Johnson. Well, they say 33, that's Barak. I thought it was 22. That might be Barak's second. 9-8. 2:41 left to go here. The Lady Bears down by one as the Eagles are going to take it out underneath their basket and bring it down is Ellerman. Pretty tall point guard for them. They list her at 5'10". She drives around, kicks it off to the side to number one, Hopkins. Hopkins almost loses it. Kick it inside quickly out for about a 12-footer off the back iron. No good. Knocked out of bounds by the Bears. And substitute coming in for the Bears is Corey Beard. And taking a breather is Marion Barra. 9-8 right now. They're going to take it underneath their basket. It's Lassiter for a three, and she drills it. Look like that's pretty much their game. You're just going to have to get out and get on them. That's her fifth point. And it's 12-8, and they're pressing all over the floor, driving inside, going up for the layup, and up and in it good is number five, and that's Olivier for her second bucket. And it's 12-10. As Ellerman brings it across the timeline, the Bear Lady Zone sets up, doing a good job so far. Need to do a little better job on the defensive boards. And Hopkins tries to kick it in, up for a layup and in, and good is 22, who just entered the game, and that's Tequil. And it's 14-10. Knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. Another substitute. Tequil comes out the game. 25 is in. Bosco. 14-10, Eagles over the Lady Bears as Dusty Abshire's double team kick it over the timeline to Bria Sinsley. Sinsley kicks it out, and it's going to be taking a jumper. Number in and out, rimmed in and out. Just a tough break for Olivier. Kick it again to Sinsley. She's going to drive the lane. They're going to call it for a walk. So turnover for the Lady Bears. 14-10, 1:17 left to go here in the initial period. For the state championship, Division Four, as I mentioned, Lady Bears need to do a better job of defensive rebounding right now. But when you're hitting those threes, there's a drive inside and a jump ball. Good job, but it's the Bears going to not have the arrow. They'll get the arrow on the next jump ball. So taking it out is Ellerman underneath the basket. Lady Bears looking to cut off inside and throw it up. No good. There's a foul. That's 15. Got her own rebound, and that's Wirtz. And the foul's going to be on four, and that's going to be on Bree Sinsley. So at the line is Wirtz. She missed two earlier. Shots up. No good. So she'll get the back end of the two-shot foul. Coming out is 12. Going in for them. Let's see if we picked up a new number for the Eagles. The second shot is up and in and good. She's one out of four free throw shooting. 15-10. 107 left to go in the first period is Abshire trying to get the ball across the court. She's picked up by one. That's right. 14th fouled her. Absolutely. That's the one Melton who's just in the game. Hard to believe. So with 101 left to go, Abshire take it in from backcourt. Presses up front, kick it over in the corner to Sinsley, out to Olivier as she looks to kick it back out there to Sinsley. Sinsley trying to find something, going to drive the lane, kick it off. They got to catch it for another walk. As she tried to dish it off for a shot. So 15-10, 47 seconds left to go here in the first period as Element's going to bring it down. The other guard just coming into the game is Melton, who's committed her foul just moments ago. Let's see what picking it up a little further out is looks like Sin. Oh, is that? No, that's Olivier. As she's on 14, trying to give her a little pressure. As right now, the Bears are going to a man defense, and it's going to be a turnover. And looks like, let's see what the call is. Both girls want to bounce. And the Bears kind of had it, but she went and stepped out of bounds as she dove for it. So it's going to be Eagles ball looking for somebody inside, kicking to Hopkins. Hopkins looking for somebody for the Eagles. Kicked again out to Melton. Melton dribbling into the lane. Going to throw it up and turn it over. Should be Bear ball. It is with 8.3 seconds. Enough time to get off a decent shot. With 15-10, the Eagles over the Lady Bears. Kick it inside to Olivier, back to Abshire. She's still got 5 seconds. She needs to drop. She's going to heave one up and off the rim. No good. And that's the end of the first period. Lady Bears down 15-10 as we begin the second quarter. You're listening to Highland Christian School Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back after this.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako.
Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University and Division IV Championship. 15-10, Eagles on top of the Lady Bears by 5 as Dusty Abshaw is bringing a ball across half court as they got the arrow in their favor. A little pivot, going to kick it out in the corner to 22, Nia Johnson. Nia's back out to Dusty. Dusty looking for something inside. A zone 2-on-2 zone defense by the Lady Eagles. Dusty's going to try to drive lane, kick it out to Nia. She's going to try a jumper off the rim. No good. 15's there for the rebound. That's works. And 14's coming back down the floor with it. Quickly, Elliman over to Hopkins in the corner. Nothing there. Back out to Elliman. Over to Milton. As they try to get in, as Wirtz driving the lane, throw it up, no good, rebound out to the Bears. She's tied up by 25, and it should be Eagle ball since the Bears had it in the beginning of the second quarter. So 7-17 left to go in the second period, 15-10. Low-scoring game considering both these girls' teams can average in the 70s. As a shot up and no good, and let's see who the foul's on. Looks like it's on 23, and that will be on Corey Beard, who's into the ball game. And at the line for two is number 25. That's Basco. She'll get two shots. The first one's up and in. It's good. They extend their lead from 5-6 on the free throws. Lady Bears need to get to that free throw line. It's 16-10, 7:15 left to go. It's a pretty physical game, but the Lady Bears need to do a little better job on those defensive boards. Get them second shots. Second shot's up and good by Bosco. So it makes it 17-10. Quickly down the floor is Olivier driving. Going to throw it up. No good. Rebound trying to get. But it's taken away by 25. That's worked. And that's Bosco, excuse me. Then for a quick shot is Elliman. No good. Rebound out to Abshaw. Kick it down the floor quickly for Snowbird. There's a foul on 14. For the Eagles is at the line for the Lady Bears. Will be Olivier. Slap. She's going to get two shots. So let's see if she can hit those free throws. This is where you're staying in the game here. Driving to the basket. First shot's up. And in it's good. Cutting the lead 17-11. 20 coming in. That's Shivers coming in for 15. And that's Wirtz. Second shot up by Olivier, and they're good. Good job. Cuts that lead back to 5. Let's see, just a nominal pressure there by Nia Johnson. Kick it out here to Elliman. She's going to drive, kick it off in the corner. Looking inside, there's nothing there. Good job by the defense. As Lassiter can't find anybody open, brings it up front to Elliman. Lady Bear defense has been pretty good right now. They just need to get those boards. There's a drive by 20. She's going to throw up about a four-footer off the rim. No good. Rebound. Second shot. Again, air ball. And it's out of bounds. Going to be to the Lady Bears. So good job on defense. Kind of tough to catch an air ball. Kick it in to Olivier as she kicks it over to Abshaw. Abshaw coming down the floor. Not much problem with the press. So as Olivier going to kick it across court, it's knocked up in the air and taken away by 14, Melton. Melton kicks it down quickly to Lassiter. She's going to go up a layup, and it's good for her 7th point. 19-12 right now, and they extend the lead to 7. Coming down the floor is Abshaw. Over to Sinsley. She's going to throw it up. She's fouled. And two-shot foul. 14 again. That's Melton's third. I've got her with. So at the line to shoot 2. Will be Bree Sinsley. She's trying to get her first points here in the ball game. Not unless I missed a a shot she might have made earlier between her and Olivia. First shot's up, off the front iron, no good. She'll get the back end of the two-shot foul. 5:57 left to go, 19-12. Eagles over the Lady Bears here in Hammond. And taking her time here. Shots up, off the front iron, no good. Jump ball again. This time the Bears are going to have it. Great job tying her up by 23. And that's B.R. Corey. And the Lady Bears are going to take it out underneath their own basket. 5:56 left to go. They're down by 7, 19-12. Trying to find somebody open is Sinsley, and knocked away and taken away by 20. And almost taken away by Olivia. She's pressing the full court. And Element's having some trouble. Timeout quickly by a Washington Christian. We're going to take one, too. They're going to take a 30. It's 19-12, 5:46 left to go here in the second period. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240.
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory, choose the vehicle you're interested in, and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy to Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way, your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy to Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at Hammond, where the Lady Bears gave up a quick turnover and a quick bucket. Here we go again as it drops in for 13. As four quick points here by the Lady Eagles, and they increase their lead from 7 to 11. Quickly down the floor, trying a long three off the mark, no good. As coming down court quickly is Lassiter. And she's going to throw up a jumper. She's fouled. It looked like four, and I believe that's a Sinsley. That might be her third, too. Barra hadn't come back into the game, too. We could use her rebounding depth. Coming in right now, number 21, that's Xara Johnson. And at the line for two shots is Lassiter. She's been the deadly force today. 12, free throw up, no good. She misses the first, and of course she's going to get a second. Right now she's got 9 points in this game, pretty much 23-12. As 20 comes out, shivers, 22 back in. There's a shot up by Lassiter. It's in. It's good. So 24-12, Lady Bears have only 2 points here in the quarter, while 9-2 is the difference here right now. Quickly down the floor, as Olivier comes down, crossover dribble, goes into the lane, kicks it out to three, kicks it back out to Abshar. Abshar is going to drive the lane, loses it momentarily. It's taken up by the Lady Bears, and let's see what we got here. Everybody on the floor like a scrum. And let's see what the call is. Might have called a traveling call. So, but the Lady Eagles are going to have it. 4:44 left to go here. Bears need just to calm down a little bit. They've done a pretty good job breaking the press, but not taking a slot. Shot selections could be a little bit better. Element coming in. She's going to drive the lane. She's going to go up and in, use the backboard. No good. She gets her own rebound, throws it up. No good. Kick it out to 15. She steps on the line. It's a turnover. So, as I mentioned, Maren Barra has been out of the game. She's got 4 points, and that's pretty much been the difference as the rebounding right now. Height advantage to the Lady Eagles. As Olivier comes down, she's going to pop a three. It's going to be a little short, but depth perception is in a definite show here right now. As Lady Bears just need to calm down a little bit. There's plenty of time left to go in this game. Coming back in is Sinsley. Coming out is 22, Nia Johnson. So 24-12, 4:16 left to go here in the second period. As the Eagles rebounding has been the difference in the game, offensive rebounding. I'd like to know what that kind of stat looks like right now. Looking inside as Lassiter kicks it in to 15 Wirtz. She throws up a wild one. And Abshire, it's knocked away from her over into Element, into Wirtz. Wirtz going to take a jumper and off the rim, no good. And out of bounds, Lady Bear basketball. So quickly they toss it in. And coming down the floor is Olivier on the far side. Gets it across the timeline. There's Abshire kicking it over to Cinzi. She's going to try a three. Another air ball. Boy, the depth perception. They're just throwing up too many shots, trying to work it maybe inside a little bit more, get some fouls. 24-12, 3:30 left to go here in the second period. And one thinks about it, pulls it out, kicks it into the corner to Wirtz. Wirtz kicks it over to one. That's Hopkins. Banks it off the backboard. And right now, Highland's going to call timeout. 26-12. It was 15-12 at one time. We're going to go ahead and take a one-minute break. You listen to Kane Radio, FM 107.5, AM 1240. 3:16 left to go in the second period. 26-12, Eagles over the Lady Bears. We'll be right back.
Mike's bail bonding is available 24 hours a day. Mike, Jared, and Cody Mullen understand the heavy stress on the family and want to make it easy to ensure the safety of your loved one. We will go to great lengths to help you, doing most everything by phone and with a variety of payment options. Our services are also 100% confidential. Call 367-1320. That's 367-1320. Mike's bail bonding. We're here to help you in your time of need. We're wishing Highland Baptist good luck at the state championship. Go Bears!
What would your family do without your income? Are you worried about your retirement? Ask Wendy LaCour Allstate Insurance how they can help. Their agency, located at 401 East St. Peter Street, that's the corner of Center and St. Peter. Call Wendy at 365-8156 for a complete assessment of all your financial needs. Wendy LaCour Insurance Agency is a leading supporter of Highland Baptist Christian School. Go Bears!
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at Hammond, where it's 26-12, 2:51 left to go here in the second period. As the Bears got the ball on the out-of-bounds play, went down, took a quick shot, didn't make it. Ouachita got it back and missed a shot, or a walking call, excuse me. And Barra back in the game for the Lady Bears. Shot out in the corner, Barra underneath, knocked out of her hands. The Bears trying to put some pressure on one Hopkins. Hopkins kicks it down the floor to Wirtz. Wirtz going to drive the baseline, throw up about a five-footer where she's fouled. That's who is on. Looks like it's on three, and that's Yvette Olivier. That'll be her first. And at the line for two, it's Wirtz. And she's one for four from the free throw line. She hadn't scored anything here in this period. First shot's up and in. It's good. Man, it's 27-12 right now. 32 coming into the game. Kaylee Johnson. As Barra is back in the game, let's see if that can make a difference on the boards. Second shot up by Wirtz is in. It's good. And right now, the difference in this game is the Bears have had, I think, 12 free throws to four for the Lady Bears. Kick it out here. Kick it across the court. Trying to find some room. There's Johnson with the jumper. No good. Barra with the rebound. She goes up. Knocked out of her hand. She goes up again. She makes the bucket. Got her own rebound. She's fouled. The bucket's good. Fouls on 22. That's Tikiel. And Barra gets her third bucket here in the game, which will have a free throw also. So Marin Barra at the free throw line. She's got 6 points. Could make it seven and cut that lead from 14 down to 13. The shot's up and in. It's good. Good job by her. Make a difference under the boards, too. Get her back in the game. She had two quick fouls in the first period. As the Lady Eagles break the press, kick around outside. Elements, a point guard. She's up front. Lady Bears in that zone defense. Kick it out front. 11's thought about it. Almost walked as she picked up her dribble. Out to Element. She's going to try a jumper, top of the key. No good. That ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Bears. Good job. 1:45 left to go here in the second period. 28-15. As Lady Bears just need to calm down a little bit. Of course, the full court press. And no call There is Barra to get it into her over to Abshaw. Abshaw is knocked to the ground. No call. Again, that's a block absolutely against the Eagles. Gets 20. That's going to be her first personal foul. 28-15 right now. 1:38 left to go. Not to the 1-1 yet. But Ouachita does have the bonus. So taking it out be three. That's Olivier. Yvette into Dusty. Dusty back to Yvette, trying to find something. Kick it back outside. Over on the far side to 22 near Johnson. Abshaw is going to drive, kick it off. There's a long three. Up and in. It's good by Olivier. She's got her first points of the game. And good for her. Cuts that lead down at 28-18. Back to 10. Manageable. As Elliman with 1:14 left to go in the second period. As they kick it inside. It is. They're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to be the Lady Bears. So coming in, a couple substitutes for Ouachita Christian. And a couple players head out. Rapon and also 20. So the Lady Bears are going to take it out underneath their basket. I should say the Eagle basket. Kick it into Abshaw. A lot of falling there by Ouachita Christian for no call. Kick it out front to Nia. Nia trying to drive the lanes. Going to throw up a jumper off the rim. No good. Barra's there for the rebound, and she puts it up and in. It's good. But what a difference does she make for rebounding for the Lady Bears. It's now 28-20 with 45 seconds left to go in the second period. As Myron Barra back in the ballgame. 12 Lassiter, who's their leading scorer. There's a long three by Wirtz. Off the rim, no good. And it's going to be Lady Bear basketball knocking it out of bounds as Hopkins. So they cut that lead down to six or possibly five with 35 seconds left to go as Abshaw is picked up and kicking across court to Oliver. Oh, let's hope she's okay. She goes into the bench on the far side, retrieving the ball, trying not to let it go out of bounds, but a turnover there. 29.5 seconds left to go here in the second period. Bears down by eight, Lady Bears, as Element's going to possibly, they're going to think they're going to look for a good shot inside, and driving to the lane and throwing it up, and in is 15. That's Wirtz. She gets her basket lead back up to 10. As pressing, Abshaw gets it in to across the court to number three. Abshaw's got to get it across the court. They've still got time. They got about 4 seconds left to put up a shot. And it's blocked and goes out of bounds. That's going to be the quarter. As the Lady Bears down by 10, 30-20 here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University. We're going to go ahead and take our first halftime break. You listen to Lady Bear basketball here on Kane Radio. FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with halftime right after this.
If you're looking to haul it, move it, or store it, Claude's Trailer and Sales has a trailer just for you. Claude sells utility, boat, and cover trailers, and they service all brands of trailers. Claude's Trailers and Sales is also only one of a few dealers who manufacture custom-built axles for whatever size you need or item you might be hauling. Visit James Sprague at Claude's Trailers and Sales, 6400 Highway 14 in New Iberia, or call 367-1141. 367-1141.
Highland Baptist Christian School, located in New Iberia, is dedicated to being a Christian enlightenment setting. Our mission statement is to glorify our Lord in a Christ-centered, Bible-based educational environment, to present our students the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to provide an academically excellent education. Highland Baptist's vision is to provide an environment that equips students to excel in a post-secondary environment. Find out more at hbcsni.org or call 364-2273.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.
We're back here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University in the state championship game at Division IV. The Lady Bears down by 10, 30-20. Press hadn't been the issue, depth perception. A few air balls that the Lady Bears usually don't throw up, and that's been the consensus right now here in the first half. The press hadn't really bothered them with steals for the Eagle Lady Eagles, getting a lot of layups and things of that nature. What's keeping them in the ahead with 10 points is hitting free throws and hitting threes. They've got one, two, three threes in the game. The Lady Bears only have one. Elsewhere, they've attempted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 free throws to the Lady Bears, 5. And that's pretty much been the difference in the game right now is the threes and the free throws. Lady Bears lost Myron Barroff for an extended period the first half as she had cooked up two quick fouls. And they had Coach Carol had to take her out of the game to protect her. In the meantime, when she came back in the game with about 2.5 minutes left to go in the second period, she put up 5 points pretty quickly and was underneath the board for rebounds and all. She's a tough body to move, so what a difference that makes. She leads the Lady Bears right now with 9 points, followed by Mikaya Olivier with 6, with 3 is Yvette Olivier, and Dusty, Kaneda Charles has Dusty, I said, has 2. So in the meantime, leading the scoring for the Ouachita Christian team is Melton. She's not right now got 8 points, followed by with also 8 points is Lassiter, and then with 6 points is Hopkins, and 2 with Tequil, and with 2 is Bosco, and that's pretty much just scoring by 1, 2, 3. And check that, Element's got 2. The point guard, who's a tall girl, but looks like dishes the ball a lot. So let's see. We've got about 5 minutes left to go before we begin the third quarter. As I mentioned during the broadcast, the Lady Bears just need to do a better job of rebounding. But once they got Miss Barron back in the game, it was a whole different game underneath. She got a few offensive rebounds and did some scoring underneath. So we'll see how that holds up. Also, the press hadn't really bothered them that much as committing fouls underneath the basket, just trying to get to the Ouachita Christian girls. In the meantime, the Lady Bears right now holding their own. They're down by 10, but the way they play, and if they can keep Myron Barron in the game, that could be the difference right now. So, and the threes that the Eagles have hit, pretty much the difference in the free throw shooting. So, the only one with three fouls is Sinsley. She's got 3 fouls on her right now, and she's got, believe it or not, no points. And we need to get a little scoring out of her as she is one of the leading scorers for the Lady Bears right now. And she averages 14 a game along with Olivier at 16. Of course, Myron Barras at 25 and 10 for Dusty Afshar. I need to get her going too. So we're looking at it right at about 3:45 before we start the third period. We're going to go ahead and take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back to begin the third quarter and the second half. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back with the third quarter right after this.
Mike's Bail Bonding is available 24 hours a day. Mike, Jared, and Cody Mullen understand the heavy stress on the family and want to make it easy to ensure the safety of your loved one. We will go to great lengths to help you, doing most everything by phone and with a variety of payment options. Our services are also 100% confidential. Call 367-1320. That's 367-1320. Mike Spellbonding. We're here to help you in your time of need. We're wishing Highland Baptist good luck at the state championship. Go Bears!
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
What would your family do without your income? Are you worried about your retirement? Ask Wendy LaCour Allstate Insurance how they can help. Their agency located at 401 East St. Peter Street. That's the corner of Center and St. Peter. Call Wendy at 365-8156 for a complete assessment of all your financial needs. Wendy LaCour Insurance Agency is a leading supporter of Highland Baptist Christian School. Go Bears!
Acadiana, there's a new way to car shop. At J.P. Thibodeau Automotive, we get it. Nobody likes spending time at a car dealership. It's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. The way you buy everything else. J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia is taking the stress and frustration out of buying a car with the JPT Easy2Buy tool. It's faster, it's easier, and it's here. Get a new vehicle and complete most of the car buying experience online. Just browse our inventory. Choose the vehicle you're interested in and customize your payments instantly online with the JPT Easy2Buy tool. This simple online experience means that once you get to the dealership, you'll be able to review and sign your deal quickly and confidently. So give it a try, because it's time to buy cars the new way. Your way. We know you've done your homework. You know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend. So we're here to make the process easier than ever before with the JPT Easy2Buy tool, with no hassle pricing and no hidden dealer fees. If you're ready for a new car buying experience, visit us 24/7 at jpthibodeau.com.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at Hammond with the Lady Bears playing for a state championship, Division 4, down by 10. As we got about 20 seconds left to go before we begin the third quarter. Right now, got to keep Myron Barra out of foul trouble. She's got two. With three is Bray Sensley, and nobody else really in serious foul trouble. We need to get Sensley going. She's got to get her scoring down pat, so... taking the ball in at half court will be the Lady Eagles. As let's see what kind of defense the Lady Bears are going to implement here to begin the third period. We're underway here, 30-20 right now. Kick it out to the side to Lassiter. Lassiter back out front to Wirtz. Wirtz looking inside to Hopkins. Hopkins looking, and there's a steal by Sensley. She's going to come down the court, change dribbles, kick it out in the corner. And driving the baseline, throwing it up, no good. Rebound comes far out to 22. Nia Johnson kicks it back out to Abshire, who's going to start it up again, the 2-1-2 zone. They're going to trap out front on the point court. Abshire doing a good job protecting the ball, trying to find somebody underneath. Kick it out to the corner, back out front to Sensley, and they got a timeout here. As he got, it looks like Olivia, he's got a little twisted ankle, her left ankle. She twisted moments ago. In some pain. Let's see maybe with trainer Williams can do for her. Right now she comes to the sideline, taking her spot quickly, number three, Yvette Olivier. So Abshire up front, trying to find some room here, doing a pivot, kick it out to Yvette over in the far corner, kick it all the way across to Sensley. She's going to drive the baseline and throw up a jumper, no good. Rebound Elliman, who's underneath, and she's picked up quickly. They try to break Highland's press. And Elliman coming down the floor. She's got, if that's not a charge, I don't know what it is. There it is. Elliman runs over, literally runs over Dusty Abshire. And she picks up a foul. So it's the first team foul here in the second half against Ouachita. And more of that, I think, hold on. I think that Element had a little nosebleed. They hold up time for a moment. I think she's all right. So quickly into Dusty Abshire, trying to break the press over to Yvette Olivier, kicking it down the floor. It's stolen away by Element. Quickly across court, throwing up a jumper, and in it's good. Is that Hopkins? It is for the first 2 points to begin the second half. 6:39 the clock, moving 32-20 as Abshire gets it across court quickly. Sinsley's going to throw it up off the rim, no good. Rebound to Wirt, stolen away by Nia Johnson. They're going to have a jump ball here, and the Bears going to retain it. So they'll take it out underneath that basket. Fine hustle by 22 Nia Johnson. So quickly out front to Barra. Kick it in the corner to Sinsley, up front to Abshire, over in the court to she's going to drive and it's knocked away. No foul on 22 by the Lady Bears. That's T. Keel. And Element down quickly up top, up front. Kick it over in the far extended free throw line. Kick it in to Hopkins. Hopkins has got a three off the rim. No good. Rebound. Better job. Kicked it out to Barra, who's got it. Over to Sinsley. Quickly back to Dusty Abshire. She's picked up with a double team. Breaks across the timeline. And she's double teamed there. No foul. She parrots away from there. Kick it over to Sinsley. And she drives the lane. Going to throw it up. Knocked to the floor. No foul. As Element comes down the floor quickly. Bear defense back. There's a three. And it's good. That's a two, excuse me, for Hopkins. That's her second bucket here. And the only point so far here in the third period is 34-20. The press right now kicking across court to Sinsley. She should drive the lane, kick it to Barra underneath the layup, and it's good. The Lady Bears need to do that a little bit more. They need to look down the floor a little bit more. And diagonal passes works. There's Element with a layup. As she just a leaping Leonard as she gets a 2 points. And it's 36-22 with 5 minutes left to go in the third period. Dusty Abshire coming down the floor quickly over to Barra. She's fouled as she goes up for a layup. Fouls on one, Hopkins, second team foul. And at the line for two will be Marin Barra. She's got, right now, she's got 11 points looking to add to it. So in the meantime, her first free throw is up. Off the front iron, no good. 36-22, 4:55 left to go here in the third period. A couple substitutes as Sinsley comes out the game for, looks like Yvette Olivier, along with 23 Corey Beard. Second shot by Marin is off the front iron, no good. She gets her own rebound. She's going to throw it off the backboard, no good. Kellerman with the rebound. It's a jump ball there. As down to the floor is Kellerman with Nia Johnson. And the Lady Eagles are going to have it underneath their own goal as they take it in. Lady Bears back on defense. 36-22. That's two missed free throws by Marin Barra. Let's see what Kellerman's going to do. Kick it over in the corner. 15 is going to try a long three. And it's good. That's been pretty much the difference in the ball game. As Wirtz hits her second three of the game, extending the lead to 17. Turnover. As Wirtz kicks it down to Hopkins, she's going to throw it up and in. It's good on a layup after the steal. Timeout by the Lady Bears. 41-22, 4:20 left to go in the third period. As the Lady Bear press, the second half is doing the damage that compared to the first half. We're going to take a quick break, 1 minute break. It's 41-22. You listen to Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back after 60 seconds.
If you're looking to haul it, move it, or store it, Claude's Trailer and Sales has a trailer just for you. Claude sells utility, boat, and cover trailers, and they service all brands of trailers. Claude's Trailers and Sales is also only one of a few dealers who manufacture custom-built axles for whatever size you need or item you might be hauling. Visit James Sprague at Claude's Trailers and Sales, 6400 Highway 14 in New Iberia, or call 367-1141. 367-1141.
Highland Baptist Christian School, located in New Iberia, is dedicated to being a Christian enlightenment setting. Our mission statement is to glorify our Lord in a Christ-centered, Bible-based educational environment, to present our students the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to provide an academically excellent education. Highland Baptist's vision is to provide an environment that equips students to excel in a post-secondary environment. Find out more at hbcsni.org or call 364-2273.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond at Southeastern Louisiana University with the Lady Bears here to begin the third quarter with 4:20 left. Have been outscored 11-2, and that's pretty much been the game right now as they take it out underneath their basket over to, I believe that's a five, of course, Olivier and Dusty Abshire up front, dribbling the basketball, the senior point guard, trying to find somebody open, moving around. And trying to drive into the lane, stop, kick it out to Sensley, who's back in the game, over to Olivier, who drives inside. He's going to throw it up off the rim, no good. Rebound. There's a shot by Dusty. It's blocked by Kellerman. And knocked to the floor is Abshire. And they got a foul. There you go. I didn't see the initial call. Third team foul, but knocked it to the floor. I mean, you can block the ball, but you can't knock the shooter down to the floor after you block it. So in the meantime, Dusty's going to be at the line for two shots. I mean, the crowd here, first shot's off the rim, no good. You wonder, and you know, they played here the other night as they won and beat an old nemesis at Cedar Creek. So right now, let's see Dusty's second shot. It's up, off the rim, no good. Rebound to Kellerman. So the Lady Bears quickly down the floor. That's 12, and they're going to have a foul on four. Or is that five? That's five. That's Olivier. That's going to be her first team foul. And I think the first team, her foul, first foul, the first team foul. And at the line is for the Lady Eagles is 12. And right now she's doing all the scoring. Free throws up and drops in. That's Lester. She's got in this quarter alone, she's got seven, or make it 7 points, and extend their lead to 21, 43-22. As Abshire right now having some trouble, gets away, kicks it out here to Olivia, and she brings it across the timeline and throws that out of bounds as she tried to hit Sensley. But right now, the Lady Bears just not playing disciplined basketball, and the Lady Eagles are taking advantage of it right now, outscoring them here in this quarter, 13-2. So we'll see what happens here. Quickly inside to Kellerman, and she throws it up, and no good. Rebound to Barra. Kick it out quickly to Sensley. She gets across half court pretty quickly. Going to drive the lane, and oh yeah, Ellerman fouls her. And good for her. Keep driving. Just keep driving. Hope you got to hit some free throws. And that's Ellerman. We have her first, but it's going to be a fourth team foul. Or check that, maybe five team fouls. So at the line, number four, Sensley, and we got to get her going. She doesn't have a point here in this ball game. She'll be at the line for two. Her first shot's up and in. It's good. So the Lady Bears right now trying to cut to a pretty big lead as Cincy at the line for the back half for the bonus. Shots up and in. It's good. Good job for her. Let's see if the Lady Bears can get some turnovers here with the press. Quickly up the floor is Lassiter. She can't get. She gets across the timeline to 20, and that's Shivers. He's in the ball game right now. Kick it out in the corner, and Lassiter thinking about a three. Great job. Great defense there by Sinsley. So 3 minutes left to go, 43-24 here in the third period as the Lady Bears kick it in defense. Got to kick it in a little bit as Dusty Abshire doing it, moving her feet well. Shot up, no good. There's Barra with the rebound. Kick it out to Dusty. Dusty kicks it across the timeline quickly to Sensley. She's going to drive, pull it back out in the corner, kick it out front to Abshire, kick it over the corner to Yvette. Yvette's going to try a jumper, and it's up and in and good. So Yvette puts it in. quickly down the floor. As oh, that's a walk. Oh, yeah. If you're going to carry that floor, put a stamp on it. So she walked with it. That was Hopkins. Right now, Hopkins with 12 points. She and Wirtz, along with Lassiter, those three, 1, 12, and 15 have been the big scores. Kick it in to Olivier. Back to Dusty. Dusty brings across the timeline. Let's see if we cut, make some more cuts into this. They put two men on her up front. The point guard, she gets around it. She's going to drive inside. Throw it up, no good. But guess who's there? Mara, she's fouled. And she's going to be shooting two. And it's on, looks like 10. That's going to be the 16th foul. As Myron Barra's going to be at the line for two. Let's see if she can make them here. First shot's up. And in, it's good. She'll get the back end of the two-shot bonus. 43-27. Making some headway here. Waiting for the back end of the bonus. There's a second shot up, and then it's also good. So good job there. And it's 43-28, 2:12 left to go in the third period. As a little press here, a little press by Nia Johnson. Kicking quickly to 12, Lassiter out to 14. That's Melton. Melton over the corner to 20. Shivers. Shivers inside the 10. She's going to throw up a shot. No good. Barra with the rebound. And she kicks it back out to Dusty. Abshire. As Dutch being double teamed, get it over to Olivier, kick it over in the corner. Sinsley going to try a three. Off the front iron, no good. Got to follow your shot. Kick it out here to 14, Melton. Melton picked up quickly by Sinsley. Kick it over to 12, Lassiter over in the corner to Hopkins for a three. I'm telling you, they just hit everything in sight. And that's Melton's second three of the ball game. First one here in the second half in the third quarter. As Sinsley is knocked to the floor, but she gets up, kicks it over to Olivier. Another block pass, quick down floor. As Dutch Abshire got to try to cut her off and miss free throw, but the junk layup is in, up and in by 20. And that shivers for her first point, 47-28, with 1 minute left to go here in the third period. Just a lot of trash baskets by the Lady Eagles with 1 minute left to go here in the third period. Dusty Abshire has got it. She's been double-teamed quickly. Reverses dribble, gets to her left hand, cuts back over. Tries across the timeline, kicks it over to Sinsley. Sinsley inside to Barra. She's underneath the basket, up and in. It's good. And as right now, 47-30. 40 seconds and the clock ticking right now. Good job, Barra, cutting off the basket. 22's got it right to free throw line. There's a jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound there by Abshire. She's got 25 seconds to shoot. Got to settle down. Got to get at least 2 points out of this possession. And it's knocked away from her. But she had crossed the timeline, so not a problem. They're going to restart the clock. As Dusty comes across, got 13 seconds to get off a decent shot over to Olivia. She's going to drive the lane, throw up a little leap and leaner. It rolls in. It's good. She scores here her 7th, 8th point, and that's going to be the end of the third period. 47-32. They got the work cut out for them here in the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 AM 1240. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this brief timeout.
Mike's Bail Bonding is available 24 hours a day. Mike, Jared, and Cody Mullen understand the heavy stress on the family and want to make it easy to ensure the safety of your loved one. We will go to great lengths to help you, doing most everything by phone and with a variety of payment options. Our services are also 100% confidential. Call 367-1320. That's 367-1320. Mike's Bail Bonding. We're here to help you in your time of need. We're wishing Highland Baptist good luck at the state championship. Go Bears!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here at Hammond for the fourth and final quarter. Lady Bears got a lot of work to do with 8 minutes left to go in the ball game. As the Lady Bears is going to have it in half court. The arrow points their way here to begin the fourth and final period. As right now, Dusty Abshire here at half court. They've been double teaming her whole game, and she's done a good job protecting the basketball. She dribbles to the left. Kicks it over to that's Olivier 5. Over into Sinsley. Sinsley's going to stop, trying to get it inside. It's knocked away. And jump ball. It's going to be Lady Eagle basketball. As right now, 7:40 left to go in the ball game. Down by 15. Got a lot of work to do. Need to drive to the bucket, draw some fouls, stop the clock, shoot free throws. Let's see what happens here. As Lady Bears are picking them up, man-to-man defense right now. As Barra up front on 22, that's T. Keel. Over to 14, Melton. Over to Element. She's going to try a long jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound inside, put up and in by 22, and that's T. Keel. And that's going to be her fourth point of the ball game. So as the Lady Bears bring it across half court, that Dusty Abshire, it's a kick ball. She didn't call it. And the Lady Eagles going to take it. Sinsley's got the ball, kick it out front. As Abshire coming down the floor quickly over out to Nia Johnson inside the bar. She goes up for a layup, and then it's good. So they get the first score here in bar here in the fourth and final period. 49-34. As the Lady Bears trying to cut to that lead. They almost stolen away by Nia Johnson. A lot of trouble there. As Nia all over her. And that's going to be a foul on Nia. That's going to be her second. And not many team fouls for the Lady Bears, so have some fouls to give. Taking it out of bounds will be 22 to Keel for the Lady Eagles in man-to-man defense right now by the Lady Bears. Picking up all over the floor right now. As 15, that's... Wirtz and a kick ball on the Lady Bears, so they'll have it in the corner. Or I should say their own end line. It's 22 to Keel trying to kick it in. She kicks it into Element over to Melton as Dusty Abshire picks her up top of the key. Kick it over to Wirtz. Highland Baptist crowd hollering defense inside. No shot. Just missed a push off as Nia Johnson got away with a push-off, and Dusty comes down quickly, double-teamed up at the top, and picks up a dribble over here to Sinsley. Now let's see if we get something inside to Barra. Kick it in, and knocked out of bounds. The Lady Bears turned it over. As a little tenacious defense by the Lady Bears, they need to pick it up. On the floor for the Lady Bears right now is Sinsley, Oliver, Abshire, and that's going to be a foul on Olivier. Also on the floor is 22, Nia Johnson, along with Myron Barra, Dusty Abshire, trying to see the rest of the girls out here, along with Makia, Olivier, and Bree Sinsley. Kick it out to, that's 15, that's going to be Wirtz. Wirtz going to drive the lane. She goes, and they got called a block. Myron Barra did the right thing. She moved her foot at the last moment. You can't do that once an offensive player is up in the air. She just stayed stationary. She'd have run over her. But when she moved that foot, they're going to call you as for a block. So at the line, it's going to be Wirtz shooting two. First one off the front end, back on, and drops. She'll get the second in. So it's 50-34. Second shot, same kind of result, back on. Drops through. Full court press here by Ouachita Christian as McKeer brings it across half court. Over to Dusty, out free throw line extended. Back out front to Sinsley. Sinsley kicks it out. Driving the line is 5. That's Olivia kicking it back out to Sinsley. Trying to find something over here to Dusty. Momentarily loses it. I'm not sure what the call is right now. Might be something inside. Let's see. Yeah, 2-2 a hold on Tequil. So that's going to be, I'm not sure if that's 17 fouls. So kick it way out front to Olivier, number 5. She dribbles inside, kick it over in the corner to Dusty. Nothing there for her. She's got to get it back, and it's tipped away and stolen by Lady Eagle as Elements got it, 51-34. Just haven't shaken that third quarter, which really cost them right here in this ball game as they were outscored 17-12. Quickly, and going in for a layup is 15. She's fouled by Marin Barra, pretty sure. No, they call 4, Sinsley. And that's going to be Sinsley's 4th. So at the line, shooting 2 would be Wirtz. And Wirtz, between Wirtz and Lesseter and Hopkins, that's been pretty much the damage today. First shot's up and in, it's good. So Lady Eagles have hit their free throws, both in this half and in the first half. So 52-34. Next shot's up. Back iron. Drops through. Good. Quickly getting it to 5 Olivier and over to Sinsley. It's over to Dusty Abshaw. She's going to drive the baseline. Pirouette kick it outside over to Nia Johnson. She's going to throw up a jumper. No good. Barra there for the rebound. She puts it up. She's fouled. And that's going to be on 15. And that's Wirtz. And if the Catholic High is in the bonus right now, so Marin Barra will be at the line for a 1-1. Well, she was shooting, excuse me, so it'll be a two-shot foul. First shot's up. Off the front iron. No good. 25 in. Bosco in for 22, and that's Tequil, who started today for him. Also number 20, Shivers in for 15, and that's Wirtz. So as Marin Barra's at the line, she's pretty much been the scoring for the Lady Bears here in the second half. Next shot's up, rims in and out. Fight for the rebound, pushed out of bounds. Should be Lady Bear basketball. That's absolutely correct. Good hustle by Dusty Abshaw. So 53-34, big climb here with 4 minutes left, a little over 4 minutes, as Nakia Olivier out front trying to do a little pirouette, get through somebody. Over in the corner to Dusty Abshaw. She's double-teamed, kicking it back out front to Nia Johnson. Over to Dusty. She's going to drive through the lane, kick it out in the corner to Sinsley, inside to Barra, and it's off her hand, trying to get it in for a layup. And he goes out of bounds, turnover to the Lady Eagles. 53-34, 4:04 left to go here in the fourth and final period right now. And not looking good for the Lady Bears right now as Melton brings it down. She's been harassed by Sinsley, knocked out by Sinsley. Good hustle by that young lady. 53-34, 3:53 left to go. And you just hate to see what a great year the Lady Bears have had to play in a state championship game. What this program has done in the last 4 years, just great job by Coach Carol Sinsley. As Element, and what's amazing, they got 19-point lead with 3:38, and they're still pressing. I guess that's the team, I don't know. But out of sportsmanship, you think they'd call off the press. So, in the meanwhile, they just going to run their offense. Kick it out here to Element, free throw line. 14 Melton back into Hopkins. 25 to do it to ball. Kick it back out to Melton. And Coach Humphreys just hollering and screaming at him to run the offense. And it's kind of hard right now. Double teams there by Dusty Hebert. And there's a foul and a timeout, looks like, for Humphreys. We're going to go ahead and take a shot at a timeout. 3:07 left to go in the ball game. 53-34 there. Lady Eagles over the Lady Bears. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back after this brief message.
If you're looking to haul it, move it, or store it, Claude's Trailer and Sales has a trailer just for you. Claude sells utility, boat, and cover trailers, and they service all brands of trailers. Claude's Trailers and Sales is also only one of a few dealers who manufacture custom-built axles for whatever size you need or item you might be hauling. Visit James Sprague at Claude's Trailers and Sales, 6400 Highway 14 in New Iberia, or call 367-1141. 367-1141.
Highland Baptist Christian School, located in New Iberia, is dedicated to being a Christian enlightenment setting. Our mission statement is to glorify our Lord in a Christ-centered, Bible-based educational environment, to present our students the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to provide an academically excellent education. Highland Baptist's vision is to provide an environment that equips students to excel in a post-secondary environment. Find out more at hbcsni.org or call 364-2273.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
We're back here in Hammond where the Lady Bears down by 19, 53-34, as a foul was just called on 22. That's Nia Johnson. And right now, the Lady Eagles is just going to run their offense with 2:55 left to go in the ball game. They figure they just going to let the air out the ball. The Lady Bears just playing tough man-to-man defense. And I got a question here. That's a 1-1. 1-1 on that foul, but the scores forgot to let the referees know. Coming in, number 15, Naja Johnson. Of course, their sisters is Nia and Naja Johnson. So kick it in to Hopkins, back out to 20, all the way across to 25. Kick it back to Melton. They just going to run some clock. This Dusty Abshire. Oh, a little chippiness there. By the girls, as just a little, you can see that the competitive spirit by these young ladies is something to see. As they're playing hard, as Dusty Abshire picks up the foul. Senior's done a great job in her years at Highland Baptist Christian School, and they basically the three musketeers there, Myron, Bree, and Dusty, have been playing since the seventh and eighth grade. Shots up and good. On 14, that's Melton. That's her first points of the game, as the free throw is good. Pretty much the difference of the game at the free throw line. Second shot by Melton. It's also good. 55-34, taken out quickly is Nigel Johnson. Coming across quickly is Dusty Abshire, trying to find someone. Kick it out, looking around. All the way across court to Sinsley. She's going to drive in the lane, just throw up a leap and leaner inside to 15. It's knocked out of bounds by Naja Johnson. It's knocked out of her hands. Got a wholesome substitutions coming in for a Watchdog Christian. Taking it out will be Sinsley, Bree Sinsley. She's looking for somebody to move around into Marin Barra. And good drive. They're going to call a walk, yeah, as Olivier took one too many steps, attacking the basket. 2:30 left to go, 55-34. As right now, Washington Christian knocked out of bounds on a good hustle by Olivier. Five knocking it out. Marquia. Tossing it in. That's Tequila over to Element. Is a starter back in the game. They got a 21-point lead. They still got 10 starters in the game. Amazing. You think he has a foul? Let's see who it's on. I think it's on Dusty. And it is. That'll be her. I've got her with two. So at the line for 1-1 will be 15, and that to be Wirtz. Wirtz has lived at the free throw line. She said should be paying rent. Shots up and in. It's good. She's been at the free throw line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 times today. And this will be her 12th shot at the free throw line. Shots up, back iron, and in. It's good. 2:19 left to go. 57-34 is Dusty Abshire. The senior brings it down quickly. Kick it over to Sinsley inside to Maureen Barra. Up and in. It's good. Timeout by Coach Carol Sinsley with 2:09 left to go, 57-36. We're going to go ahead and take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with the rest of the fourth quarter right after this brief message.
What would your family do without your income? Are you worried about your retirement? Ask Wendy LaCour Allstate Insurance how they can help. Their agency located at 401 East St. Peter Street. That's the corner of Center and St. Peter. Call Wendy at 365-8156 for a complete assessment of all your financial needs. Wendy LaCour Insurance Agency is a leading supporter of Highland Baptist Christian School. Go Bears!
Mike's Bail Bonding is available 24 hours a day. Mike, Jared, and Cody Mullen understand the heavy stress on the family and want to make it easy to ensure the safety of your loved one. We will go to great lengths to help you, doing most everything by phone and with a variety of payment options. Our services are also 100% confidential. Call 367-1320. That's 367-1320. Mike's Bail Bonding. We're here to help you in your time of need. We are wishing Highland Baptist good luck at the state championship. Go Bears!
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
On the floor for the Lady Bears here to play the final 209, Dusty Abshire along with number 5, and that's Makia Olivier. Elsewhere, Brittany Sinsley, 15 in the ball game. Also, Jaya Johnson, there's a trip. It's going to cost Sinsley a foul. That's 4. And I've got her with 4, so we'll see. It's going to be a 1-1 as Element's going to be at the line. So believe it or not, she's only got 2 points today. Her first shot's up, and then it's good. They've been deadly from the free throw line. As I mentioned, Wirtz has been at the line 12 times today. She's only missed 3 shots, so she's 9 out of 12. 157, 58, 36. Next one's up. In and out. No good. Barra with the rebound. Quickly down the floor. Sinsley trying to set up something quickly. She's double teamed up front. Kickling to Abshire. She's going to drive the lane. Just throws up a leaping leaner. It's good. She gets her second bucket of the game. And quickly over to one. Hopkins picked up quickly by Johnson. And she actually knocked it down. Well, she's trying to foul and get the free throw line. They're up by 20, 58, 38. Only way you can score is you got to get the ball back. And it's 15 coming, 23 is going to come into the game. I want to give a real quick shout out by one. Hopkins is at the line to shoot, I believe, a 1-1. Oh, they might be in the double bonus. I believe that there are. So she's got to shoot 2 shots. The first one's up and in. It's good. The 4 seniors of this team. And Myron Barra, Dusty Abshire, along with the other 2 seniors, Corey Beard, and also Nia Johnson. Those are the ball. What have they done to put this program on the map? I just want to give them a big shout out. The second shot's good, so it's 60-38. As Dusty Abshire been playing her last game for the Lady Bears. There's Olivier driving the baseline, puts it up and in. It's good. For her first 2 points here in the fourth quarter and her 10th point of the game. And Dusty Abshire, she stepped on the line as she turns it over, is Hopkins. And 60-40 coming in the ball game right now. That's 22. It is. And that's Nia Johnson, as I mentioned, one of the seniors. And coming out is Olivier, number 5, another one of the seniors there. Oh, excuse me, Olivia is only a freshman. Pardon me. She's got 3 more years to come back here. So jump ball, Lady Bears will have it. So taking it out will be Sinsley. And check that. That's going to be Nia. That's going to be Nia Johnson kicking it into Dusty Abshire. And quickly over here and driving is Sinsley. Throws up a quick jumper, no good. Rebound to Elliman inside. Kick it out to Hopkins, and she goes down, and she turns it over. She tried to skip past Dusty Abshire, but she went down. Dusty didn't even hit her. 60-40, 53 seconds left to go in the game. And the Washington Christian fans here pretty much applauding. Let's see, as Sinsley gonna drive, throw up a shot, rebound comes out to 22. It's Nia Johnson under the basket. She's going to lose it, but it's going to be a jump ball. Let's see. Or is that a foul? Jump ball. So the Lady Bear is going to get it coming in, number 21. Another Johnson here. as I bought, I'm going to butcher this. Forgive me, Harlan Christian. Xyra. So quickly, 15. It's amazing that three starters still in the game for Holland. I mean, for Washington Christian with 25 seconds left. There's a takeaway by Nia Johnson over to Dusty Abshire. Crossover dribble. She's going to drive the lane, throw it up. No good. Rebound out to 22. And there's a foul against four. And if that is four, that should be her fifth team foul. And I believe she's fouled out the game. Hats off to that young lady. As Bree Sinsley has fouled out of the game with 2 points. Well, we need to get her going. 60-40 with 15 seconds left to go here. And the state championship game at the line to shoot two is number 22. And that's Tequila, who's got 4 points in the game. As Coach Humphreys is getting his girls in. He's got 15. He's giving a big hug to, and that's Wirtz, who's done a heck of a job. She, like I said, she ought to be paying rent at the free throw line. Also coming out as Lassiter. And the first shot up and in is good by Tequila. So makes it 61-40. 15 seconds left to go. As 23 comes out of the game, that's Corey Beard. 32 into the game, Kaylee Johnson. Next shot up, an air ball. They're going to take it out the side. Didn't hit the rim. So the Bears will have it on the side. 14.8 seconds left. As 22 gets a bear hug to Keel from Coach Humphreys. As Rusty Abshire playing her last game along with the four seniors from Holland Baptist Christian School. As Dusty's trying to find something open. Kicks it over here in the corner. Nothing there. Kick it back out front. As Dusty kicks it out. 2-3, and there goes the clock. The shot was good, but the basket won't be allowed. As Washoe Christian beats the Lady Bears 61-40, we're going to take a take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back here at Southeastern Louisiana University to talk about the Bears a little bit. You listen to Kane Radio, FM 107.5, AM 1240. The unhappy final, 61-40. Lady Bears go down. We'll be right back.
If you're looking to haul it, move it, or store it, Claude's Trailer and Sales has a trailer just for you. Claude sells utility, boat, and cover trailers, and they service all brands of trailers. Claude's Trailers and Sales is also only one of a few dealers who manufacture custom-built axles for whatever size you need or item you might be hauling. Visit James Sprague at Claude's Trailers and Sales, 6400 Highway 14 in New Iberia, or call 367-1141. 367-1141.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi, I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Holland Baptist Christian School, located in New Iberia, is dedicated to being a Christian enlightened setting. Our mission statement is to glorify our Lord in a Christ-centered, Bible-based educational environment, to present our students the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to provide an academically excellent education. Holland Baptist's vision is to provide an environment that equips students to excel in a post-secondary environment. Find out more at hbcsni.org or call 364-2273.
What would your family do without your income? Are you worried about your retirement? Ask Wendy LaCour Allstate Insurance how they can help. Their agency located at 401 East St. Peter Street. That's the corner of Center and St. Peter. Call Wendy at 365-8156 for a complete assessment of all your financial needs. Wendy LaCour Insurance Agency is a leading supporter of Highland Baptist Christian School. Go Bears!
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5, the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
We're back here in Hammond where the Lady Eagles, Washita Christian, have gotten the state championship trophy. Just a tough game for the Lady Bears that third quarter, and the free throw shooting by the Washita Christian Lady Bears just was the difference in the ball game as they went 61-60. Leading the Lady Bears in scoring, Martin Barrow with 19, followed by 10 with Makia Olivier, two with Bree Sensley, five by Ben Olivier, and four by Dusty Abshire rounds out the 40 points in double figures for the Lady Eagles. Well, Hopkins with 16, with Lester with 12, and with 17 words. And like I said, she had to be rented at the free throw line. She shot 12 free throws. In the fourth quarter, she was 6 for 6. They were basically 9. They were 10 out of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. So difference in the ball game right there as the Lady Bears knock down the Lady Bears get taken down by the Lady Eagles here on Kane Radio. Want to give some shout-outs. You know, I was talking about the four seniors for the Highland Baptist Christian School Bears in Myron Barra, along with Dubsha Abshire and Corey Beard and Nick Johnson, the seniors. What they did for this program over the last 4 years, some of them playing as seventh graders, and that's the triplets, as Myron, Bree, and Dusty have been playing since the seventh and eighth grade in Holland. So just what a team they put on the floor this year. That was their fifth loss of the year, as the only schools to beat them were all higher classification schools pretty much through the course of the year. Of course, the Highland team, just as little as a few years ago, if they win three or four games a year, that was just hats off to them. But these young ladies brought them a four away in the last 3 or 4 years, and just want to praise them for starting a program and putting them on the map here at Hammond as they play for a state championship. It's just memories they can keep. Of course, you always want to bring that trophy home to the trophy case. But your unhappy final here in Hammond is the Lady Bears go down to a Ouachita Christian Lady Eagles by a score of 61-40. As always, this game was brought to you in part by the Quarter Tavern, J.P. Thibodeau, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Iberia Medical Center, Highland Baptist Christian School, Wendy LaCour Allstate, Claude's Trailers, Mike's Bail Bonding. And as I mentioned, the unhappy final, the Lady Bears go down 61-40. And I want to thank Jeff Boggs back at the studio for engineering this broadcast. Our next Kane basketball game will be a playoff game tomorrow night, as the Catholic High Panthers will be playing in New Orleans, taking on the Newman Greenies at the Palestra. On air will be 5:50, our tip-off around 6 o'clock. And as always, we want to honor the four seniors from Highland Baptist Christian School. What an outstanding job they've done over the past 4 years to put this school on the map and play for a state championship. With that, we're going to say good afternoon and God bless.